Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show.
Good morning, Mark.
One of our good listeners is calling out Joe for his head-in-the-sand policy, but it is sound Republican policy, so we're going to give Joe a chance to elaborate on that.
Oh, well, we must read up. Tom's comments.
We will. Welcome on board, everybody. It's the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the Mark, the Fabulist is on the other side of the glass, and that is Mr. Rob Center, our producer, handles the archiving in my stead and is just a super leader around here. Takes good care of about 90 things all morning long. So we appreciate that. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check him out at sunburymotors.com. Joe McGranahan is with us, I guess, by way of introduction. I'm Mark Lawrence. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. That is 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. It's a family-owned dealership since 1950. And that is more than a century of history. And they have been, they wouldn't be in business if they weren't taking good care of customers. So now you know they are, with available service, 24/7 towing, rollback service, big heavy tow trucks that still have the hooks. Some of those tow trucks are really more of a crane than anything, but that's what they got at the Sunbury Motor Company. They would tow you right to the quick lane or wherever you want your vehicle towed. And they work, of course, with AAA and the other folks that do that sort of insurance thing. A lot of people have road service as part of their auto warranties, and they just love to take good care of customers who are making good use of their warranties. So that's the family-owned dealership that is the Sunbury Motor Company. Two places to visit them, in case you haven't heard, North 4th Street in Sunbury. That's where you can go between Lincoln and Jefferson and save a few Washingtons. Or you can go to Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, the Kia dealership. Talk to Kai and Austin.
Didn't Kai retire?
He did, and...
Is he still hanging around there?
It's Ernie and Austin that are over there now. Yeah, there we go. And Mike's over in Sunbury, Mike DeFeo. He's my friend. He's keeping me up to date.
So where's Kai? Is he enjoying his retirement?
He's in Florida, and that's all we're going to say about that. No, he's probably in the Carolinas. Car dealers like the Carolinas for some reason. Right. I don't know why that is. But anyway, so sunburymotors.com is where you can find out more about the hundreds of vehicles that are available for sale. They got Carfax on the used ones. They got full descriptions and pictures for absolutely every single vehicle they got, and if that don't work for you, you can order sunburymotors.com to pick a Ford, Hyundai, Kia, Lincoln, build it to your precise specification, and then just hit send, and next thing you know, that vehicle could be down there waiting for you. Just bring, what do they say, bring your decider, what they used to say,
bring your title, bring the wife, and come on down.
Okay, well, bring that would be me, bring the decider down. Yeah, my lovely bride, she takes good care of that kind of stuff, so...
She keeps you on a short leash, buddy.
Sunbury Motors.
When it comes to vehicles.
Well, it's a good system. It works out. We both employ our strengths.
So you haven't gone to bankruptcy court yet because of your propensity to buy every vehicle you see at Sunbury Motors.
I know. I run into people who say, really, are you driving another new Ranger? I'm like, no. This is all puffery, so I do not yet have the new vehicle, but I will. And this much is a true statement.
If your wife lets you.
Well, she said okay.
She did?
Yeah,
okay.
Next year.
Oh, next year. Okay. Well, they'll still be in business, the Sunbury
Motors.
Well,
no, the Raptor Rangers, the small Rangers, aren't out yet.
Oh, they aren't. Okay, so that's what you're rating for.
Yeah, the regular Rangers are, which they're nice, too. But the one that's really a cut above is the Raptor. So.
But it's not out yet.
Nope, I got to wait.
Well...
TikTok.
Patience is rewarded.
Right, we'll see. All right, sunburymotors.com is the bottom line, as where I was alluding there. Where do you want to start,
well,
sir?
Let's start with Tom's letter. It's only fair. It came in right before we went on the air. And we have another one from our pal EB, who also is taking me to task in some way or another. But Tom says, seems that Joe has an obsession to bash anyone who tries to have an intelligent conversation or idea on dealing with global warming. I guess you could call it the Limbaugh syndrome. Well, Joseph, here's one for you to obsess on. Your president says the noise from windmills causes cancer. Well, now, Tom, that's a proven medical fact.
Oh, yeah. No, that was a misstatement.
Well, it certainly was bizarre.
On the part of the president,
Tom,
but, you know, that's...
Apparently, you confuse anybody who disagrees, who dares to have an alternate opinion or a different view as being belligerent or, bashing people. Did I bash you in our discussion of that yesterday?
I think you call us snowflakes and things sometimes.
I didn't call you anything like
Not
that
yesterday. Not that yesterday,
okay. No. And I agree it's a legitimate debate, and
tree
there are
hugger.
Two sides of, well, that's fits. So,
okay.
I've often seen you
still
hugging trees.
Still name-calling.
Well, you go outside during the breaks and hug a tree. I've seen you.
Okay. Well, I have my motives.
But seriously, I mean, there is a debate here, and I know that people say, oh, it's the science,
what?
The science.
There's no debate about climate. Come on, Joe.
Not about climate, but
there's
about
only the
climate
people that
change,
dismiss it with, say, oh, it's cyclical.
Change.
Yes, man has pumped trillions of...
Oh, you just bashed me.
Tons
now, Tom,
of...
write a letter complaining to Mark, bashed me for having an intelligent discussion with him.
Read the email.
Okay, he goes on then. Says, on another topic, Mark Friedenberg is the man we need for the 12th Congressional District. We don't need another Trump echo chamber in our district like Fred Keller. Fred Keller has been on your show many times. It's very clear to me that Fred Keller is the typical right-wing establishment Republican. Fred is all for business and doesn't care about workers. Fred's objection to raising the minimum wage is the perfect example. This district does not need Fred Keller. Mark Friedenberg is a very thoughtful, sensible person who looks at all sides of the issues. I will be voting for Mark Friedenberg for Congress and urge others to do the same.
It's in capital letters.
In capital letters.
I want to emphasize that Joe just doesn't burst into shouting. Frequently.
Tom, you know, you really don't know Fred Keller. You know,
well,
I have a lot of respect for both of these guys.
Well, he is a right-wing establishment. Everything Tom says is true.
He's a conservative Republican.
Right.
To call him a right-wing, would you like being called a left-wing liberal Democrat? Is that what you are?
I'm not sure that it's untrue. It certainly is true about Fred.
Fred's a conservative Republican.
Right.
I would not call him a white right-wing establishment Republican. If you know Fred Keller, you know he listens to everybody that talks to him. If you have a question, he may disagree with you, but he will tell you why he disagrees with you. He will talk to you about it.
Yeah, but you're talking about two different things. One is his personal
style,
which
that,
what you say is true, and
no,
the other one is his politics,
says,
which what Tom says is true.
Well, he's saying that Mark Friedenberg is a thoughtful, sensible person, and I agree with that. I've met Mark several times. He seems to be, but so is Fred. You know, to just disparage Fred because he disagrees with your views is ridiculous. I think you could make a point, you know, if you're a liberal Democrat, you're not going to vote for Fred Keller, and if you're a conservative Republican, you're not going to vote for Mark Friedenberg.
Okay.
But I don't think that's necessarily how you should make the decision. Both men have offered solid positions on different topics. Now, if you agree with their topics or their positions, fine. Vote for them or vote against them based on how you feel. But don't write them off. I mean, Fred doesn't just care about business. He cares about workers. He's done any number of things to support
them.
Well,
and we're lucky in the 12th District. You know, usually when you have a political race, like if it's Tom Marino versus, you know, X person, I'm not even
He versed Mark Friedenberg in the last election.
Well, yeah, but I don't think that was a clear choice that Friedenberg was the best choice. I know a lot of Republicans who voted for him.
So do I. But not enough.
But yeah, obviously there weren't enough. Right. Good point. But anyway, if you had Tom Marino versus some no-name candidate that wasn't a good candidate, it was like the presidential race where there's the lesser of two evils. Well, in this case, you have two individuals who are thoughtful individual leaders in their party, and Fred is a right-wing establishment Republican, and Mark is certainly a left-wing establishment Democrat, and they have a mind of their own. I'm not saying they walk in lockstep with leaders in their party.
Well, I think Mark comes
across. But Fred is certainly conservative in every way. And Mark certainly seems liberal in every way.
See, I think Mark comes across as more moderate.
Okay.
A liberal, left of center moderate.
Sort of like a Chris Carney type?
Yes, very much like
out
a Chris Carney type. You
okay.
know, so from that standpoint, which I think you have to be if you are a Democrat and have any hope of getting elected in this district.
Around here?
We ain't going to elect Olivia Ocasio-Cortez down here.
Not today, but maybe someday. There's hope, though.
You would vote for her if she were running in the congressional race?
I'd have to think about it.
How long?
5 minutes.
Well, okay. I wouldn't even need 5 seconds.
We'll take a quick break while I think about this. We invite you to call. Tom gave us a good, thoughtful comment. And this is the kind of remark that we were hoping to get yesterday from folks right after Mark was on the show. He did say, Mr. Friedenberg did say something about and has been tweeting about the Social Security remarks that Mark seems to think that Fred is opposed to Social Security. So Fred is going to be invited to call. He has asked to participate in the show, but I think what we'll do is we'll ask him to call the show Friday and talk about his clarification. Also, the only reason it's top of the mind is because I'm on the panel Thursday night. The two are going to face off in a forum on WVIA, so folks will be able to see them together. And that is their last joint appearance, so that folks beyond that, folks will have to catch one or another wherever you can.
Well, ask him a question about Social Security and get it cleared up.
I plan to.
All right, good deal.
1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. That's 1-800-795-9565. You are welcome to email us at onthemark@wkok.com.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back. WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the mark. Than has dialed the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line, 1-800-795-9565. Good morning, Than. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you for being you. You're on the mark.
Good morning. I wake up every morning being me and wondering why. But
why?
I appreciate that. But I had a couple of questions, and one of them has to do with climate change, and I'll come back to that. The other is Fred. Fred Keller, I think he is an absolutely stellar man for the job that he's doing now. I can't tell you how much I believe that he's good for this area. He's helpful. He's thoughtful. He stays with you. When he gets on a bigger stage, were he to win the election for the 12th district, he is a small-town guy in a big-town business, and I'm afraid that he's not going to be able to keep up. If you'll remember, he was against having a day of prayer for a
Than, your phone is breaking up. I'm sorry, we just couldn't hear the last thing you said. There's some kind of a noise behind you.
Okay.
Now, that seems, is it better now?
Yeah, that's much better. Go ahead.
Okay, I put my phone up in the air above my head. I won't be able to talk as long, but maybe you'll hear me. Anyway, I think Fred is a little narrow for the large stage. Now, I like Fred a lot, and I think he does wonders for our local people. But I'm afraid he's not ready for prime time. So that's my one comment.
Well, how about Mark Friedenberg? I mean, he's a small town boy too. He comes from State College. He's an attorney.
He's got a broad background. He is also a graduate of, I guess, Penn State. I'm not sure of that. I hadn't heard. I know that Fred is also well educated, and as I said, I like Fred a lot, and I think he'll do wonders on the local scene and should stay there. The other, Joe, I do not quite understand your stand on climate change.
Well, how may I help you with that?
Where you get your non-facts?
Where I get what?
You're non
Fox News.
Non-foms?
Non-facts. Come
oh,
on,
non-facts.
Joe.
Okay.
Get the beans out of your ear.
I'm sorry. I was having a little trouble with Than's phone hearing exactly what he said. Obviously,
I understand. I'll try to speak up, but I don't understand your argument against the fact that we do add particulate matter to our environment. We do. We are able to, with scientific facts, figure out where the stuff comes from that's causing the ozone layer to change and so forth. And I hear all of the arguments, and the ones I don't hear are the ones that make any sense. And if there are good arguments that make sense, we should use those, but I don't hear them.
Well, then you don't listen to people like Joe Bastardi, who has a very firm opinion and a very reasonable opinion.
I do. Now, do not, please. I tried insulting you several times.
I didn't insult
and
you.
I find out it doesn't work. I don't feel comfortable doing a Trump on you.
Than, you just said you haven't heard reasonable opinions, and I suggested that there's a man who has one, and I suggested you should listen to him.
And I said, I do listen to him.
Well, you said I was attacking
you. And I find him to be as misinformed as you appear to be.
So, in other words, if we disagree with you, we're misinformed. Is that right? If we disagree with you, we're misinformed. You know it all, and we're misinformed.
I'm sorry, Joe. No, I don't know it all. And the point I was making is neither do you.
And I admit that. I admit that. I don't know it all. And I don't think anybody knows it all. A lot of it is supposition on both sides.
I know it all.
Mark knows it all.
Not about climate change. Not about what is causing the climate to change. That is not supposition. This is known.
Well, what caused the ice age to go away, Than?
You know that is that is one of those things that is very true. But you can't hang your hat on it. It's very true that our weather changes normally. Up and down, we had an ice age that actually froze the world solid at one time. We've had warm spells where everything melted. It was mostly water. But we now have science, and I'm afraid that too many conservatives are afraid to death of science, and I'm not understanding why.
Well, you know, how many scientists in the world come to different conclusions? It's like people who read the Bible. There are how many different religions based on reading the Bible? How many different Protestant sects? How many different even subsets of the Catholic Church? So you take scientific facts and people interpret them different ways.
Facts? No. Facts are facts. There are not alternate facts. Don't fall for that.
But there are alternate interpretations of the facts.
Well, the interpretation of these facts are pretty well closed up. Let's hope they're wrong. If they're wrong, that's wonderful.
You believe Beto O'Rourke?
If they're right, we have saved the world.
You believe Beto O'Rourke? We only have 10 years till the planet stops existing?
You know that's just, number one, a political statement. And number two,
also people are playing politics with the climate.
It is true. It is absolutely true that if we hit the tipping point, then we're not coming back easily to a good environment. And if we hit the tipping point, that could be very well in the next few, let's say, decades.
What exactly is the tipping point?
The tipping point is where the world has no way of coming back from the amount of pollution we have.
Well, then that is the end of the world.
Not really. It is.
If we have no way of coming back, you just said we have no way of coming back.
Yeah, but what you're not hearing me say is that it's very true that we might be able to live for many years with bad atmosphere, sickness, bad health. I don't think that's a good idea to look forward to. And if we could, right now, start slowing down the problem of climate change, even if we could change it a little bit, we might be able to last longer. Joe, there are actual facts having to do with this, not alternative facts, and not facts that we'd like to hear. If it's wrong, I'll be the first one to say so. But if it's wrong, then we're going to be okay. I'll be wrong, and it'll be okay. If we are right, and when I say we, I don't mean too many of us, because I'm not a scientist, but if the scientists are right, we probably should look out for things. And if you call yourself a conservative, conserve.
Okay, well, let me put it to you this way. I think common sense approaches to this are absolutely what's needed. But when I hear people like AOC talking about the Green New Deal and spending multiple trillions of dollars, and we ban cows and we aren't going to fly anymore,
this
is pie in the sky stuff,
please,
brother.
Don't say things like that, because you know it's not the conclusion that we really come to. You use scare tactics.
Beto O'Rourke has come to it. That's a scare tactic. 10 years in the earth ends. That's a scare tactic.
Well, you know, he didn't say that. He said in 10 years we may not be able to come back.
No, he said in 10 years the earth wouldn't be here.
And he's not a scientist. I'd like to point out he is not a scientist.
But he's one of the people on the left espousing everything you're talking about.
Well, let's look at what science says and not worry about what people... My goodness, I'd never listen to Donald Trump in this consideration, would you?
Well, who are you listening to?
He doesn't know anything about science.
Who are you going to listen to, Beto O'Rourke or Donald Trump, or neither one?
Neither one. That's right. What I'm pointing out.
Okay,
well,
You're missing my point, Than. You have two different people on either side of this issue, far apart, both of them looking at theoretically the same scientific facts or considering the same things you're talking about. They've come to wildly different opinions. So who should we follow? You're saying the scientists. Which scientists? Is there a consortium of scientists we should follow? Is there a political person?
You're darn right.
Is there a political person?
The smart scientists who do this as a living.
How about politicians? Are there any of them we should follow and believe? If we can't believe Trump and we can't believe Beto O'Rourke, who do we believe?
Well, I'll tell you what. I think if you believe politicians, you ought to get into a different field. This is not... what they do is try to feather their nests one way or another. Do I agree with OAC, AOC, whatever it is, AOC, that we could be in trouble? Yeah, we could be, but we should try to do the best we can with the information we have. And at the moment, the information we have comes from scientists, not politicians, not celebrities, and not talk show hosts.
But we also have empirical information that climate changes on its own over the years.
Wait a minute. Let's count up. If you go to a dentist, do you want the three worst or the 97 best? I'll go to the 97 best, because they're the ones that you can probably trust.
So every scientist in the world is for climate change, but Joe, you can't name any scientists or meteorologists who don't believe in climate change.
Yeah, Joe Bastardi. I mentioned his name earlier.
Who else?
Yeah, name six.
Joe Lundberg. Who's the?
Are you sure Lundberg believes that way still? I thought he might have changed his mind.
Oh, that I wouldn't know about.
I'm not sure of that.
Bastardi didn't found Weatherbelt by himself. He had another contrarian on board.
Oh yeah, he did. Yep.
I forget his name.
But anyway, we digress. Are standing alone out there. And you're listening to them. Generally speaking,
no,
I think
they're not
you
standing
be
there alone. There are
the
several
majority.
Of them.
Yeah, there's a half a dozen of them.
You should listen to the majority. Okay, so the majority's always right. You calling and arguing
no,
this program
on,
that the rights of the minorities have to be defended?
All right, we've taken this as far as we can.
I prefer not to be insulted by saying I don't know what I'm talking about.
I didn't
about.
Say that. Never
I
said
may
that.
Have a different opinion.
Never said that, then. Didn't say you don't know what you're talking about.
Sort of like Trump, you have a way of implying things that I understand.
Also, in other words, I implied that you don't understand.
That's true.
Things.
That you did do. Thank you so much,
Dan. And you didn't imply that I don't know what I'm talking about, of course.
We'll get you and Joe back together.
No, I didn't imply it. I'm saying.
Well, that means you're insulting me.
Yeah.
Okay,
I tried not to, but doggone it, you leave it so wide open when you say things like that.
He got you on that one.
No, he didn't.
He did, double did.
Did not. Right. Double did not.
All right, thank you so much, Stan.
Did not.
Take care, Stan. Right. Talk to you later,
thanks,
brother.
Thank you. Appreciate
Talk
that.
You later.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. I don't even know how to react to all of that. This has been a big day here. I'm going to talk about the hometown pharmacies. This will be
a good thing to
very
talk about.
Appropriate time to talk about the hometown pharmacies. Terry's out at Shade Mountain Pharmacy in Mount Pleasant Mills. Tyler's at Trutz Pharmacy on Chestnut Street, Route 45 in Mifflinburg. Steve's at the Norrie Pharmacy, which is wide open at Duke Street, Route 147 Northumberland. The head pharmacist, Jennifer's at the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop on Market Street in Bloomsburg. Brad's at the Lewisburg Pharmacy, 2nd Street in Lewisburg. And I tell you their first names because it is important. They get to know your first name because they treat you on a first name basis. They get to know all of the nuances related to drug interactions and so on. So if a doctor gives you another good pill, you can say, well, wait a minute, I better check with Brad or Steve or Jennifer or Tyler or Terry to make sure this doesn't interact with my Prilosec or whatever else you're already taking. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Joe is here. Rob is here. Matt's over there. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. You can call us now, 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line sponsored by the Shea Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy. Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. If you're a Text Connect member, just reply to a previous message or text us at 70236. And we invite you to sign up for Text Connect at wkok.com. We text a couple of times a month, maybe a dozen at the most, breaking national or local stories that send you to WKOK. If it's a story that you care deeply about, go ahead and click on that link. If you don't, you don't have to follow up. It's just notifying you that we've posted something at WKOK.com. In the news, a Mifflin County man is jailed after leading a high-speed chase from Shamokin Dam through Sunbury. Police say he was stopped. He was carrying illegal drugs and turned out he's wanted on multiple arrest warrants. Shamokin Dam police say the incident happened Tuesday near 8th Avenue. Shamokin Dam officers say they attempted to stop 39-year-old Antonio Rivera of Lewistown for an inspection violation. He stopped in Sunbury but fled on foot but was later captured in a creek by other police officers. Sunbury, Sealands Grove, Shamokin Dam, Northumberland State Police saw in on making the arrest. Two individuals in the vehicle, Michael Harlan of Sunbury and Shauna Swigert of Coltmont, were also facing some outstanding arrest warrants. If you care deeply about making sure that legalized pot doesn't happen in Pennsylvania, you have another opportunity to voice your opinion. If you feel that finally we should be taken out from under the king's oppression and allowed to sample a little bit of reefer in your home and to enjoy the freedoms you're supposed to have in the U.S., you can go to the listening session next Wednesday in Northumberland. It's at the Northumberland Community Center at 6 p.m. Are you okay, buddy?
Oh, I love your editorial comment, the king's joy of freedom.
Oh, well, you know, it's old, good old-fashioned regal oppression, but that's just my opinion.
So if you fire a gun off in your house, there should be no consequences?
If you fire a gun in your house in the basement and you've muffled the sound with soundproofing, maybe you use a suppressor on the gun, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Well,
now,
I know you just
have
pull
to
out
vent
your,
the smoke.
Just pull out your piece and decide to shoot a hole in your ceiling. should be allowed to do that? It's in the privacy of your own home.
I think that could put other people in danger.
So could you smoking marijuana instead of fire?
All right, fine. You're being silly. All right, yeah, I think you want pot to be legal, too. Or I think you don't care if it's legal. I think that's where Joe falls on this. But he can't say it because he's trying to be so conservative.
No, I think that there's probably an argument to be made for making it legal, but there are also consequences to making it legal that are not too pleasant.
Oh, brother, here we go. All right, we'll re-argue this. It's archaic discussion again shortly. Back-to-back first place finishes for the Central Columbia High School in the Envirothon yesterday at the Shikellamy State Park Marina.
It feels really good. It's something I was looking forward to, especially since last year winning. I knew I really wanted to get that again this year, so it was really special.
An avid environmentalist, Miss Fish, Mackenzie Fish of Central Columbia, hopes to study biology and related fields in the future. She and some other team members, as well as some other leaders, go on to state competition. You can see the leaders list at WDKOK.com. And let's see. How about this? Alyssa Milano. Do you know who that is?
I'm vaguely familiar.
She's an actress?
Right, and a liberal activist.
TV actress?
Yes.
Okay. Alyssa Milano is celebrating the first House hearing on the Equal Rights Amendment in more than three decades. The actress and women's rights activist says the amendment would put women on equal footing under the Constitution, not we the men, she told a packed press conference Tuesday, the same day the proposal was heard in front of the House Judiciary Committee. Say it with me, we the people, unquote, she said. The amendment, sponsored by Representative Carolyn Maloney, states women shall have equal rights in the U.S. and every place subject to its jurisdiction. Equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex. The hearing was the first time in 36 years the amendment was considered by the full Democratic-controlled committee. You remember the Equal Rights Amendment? That was big, around 1990s?
Somewhere
early
in that
90s,
neighborhood,
somewhere
yes.
In that range? So, probably be a good idea. But we don't have codified. Can you undo sort of the institutional mindset of prejudice if with an amendment or a law?
You can stop the physical manifestations of the abuses that occur because of the law.
Okay.
But you can't change people's hearts. I'm sorry. Can't do it.
So I wonder if the Equal Rights Amendment would work.
Well, I think it's certainly an argument that you could make that it would be beneficial to have it. I don't think with all the other laws we have, it's really necessary. We have laws against discrimination, and I think it's just stupid to discriminate on the basis of sex, race, color, religion.
Well, look at all the good hires you made here over the years hiring women.
Yeah, I have some excellent department heads. I mean, we had at one point in this place there are probably more women than men. And that worked well because they were very qualified people, very good people.
And were they paid the same as men?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly the same if the man had the job.
I just wanted you to say that. I know it to be true, but I wanted you to say it.
Well, I mean, it doesn't. What are you doing over there?
Oh, I'm sorry. Could you hear that?
Yes. It sounded like a roar of the ocean in the microphones.
I'm cleaning my glasses since you asked.
Well, you do it in a very loud and noisy manner. Anyway,
back to the women.
Yes, back to the women. I think that, it is absolutely insane to discriminate on the basis of sex, religion, race. It doesn't make sense. If you're running a business, you want the best qualified person you can get. And whoever that is, if you don't hire them, you're not doing your job and you should be fired.
But aren't there some jobs that women can do better? It's just that way.
Some jobs men can do better, probably from a physical standpoint, but that doesn't mean if a woman is capable of doing that job, she shouldn't be given a chance to try it.
But women are so much smarter than men. They can do two things at once. They're better. Really, you should have...
Actually, I've employed a few men who could do two things at once, too.
What?
You used to be one of them. Have you changed?
Men don't really do two things at once. They just do one thing for a few seconds, then another thing for a few seconds, then go back to the first thing for a few seconds.
Well, that may be you, but I multitask.
No,
I can do several things at one time.
Your brain doesn't work that way. You can't rewire your brain just because you're a Republican and you want to be. It doesn't work that way.
I have no idea what that means.
Here's the perfect follow-up person. Paul, you're on the mark.
Okay. I only have one question that I would like you guys to answer.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Don't do that when I'm drinking. What are the odds that it'll be unanswerable? Well, very high probability. Okay, go ahead, buddy. You have the floor.
Okay. If God created man in his image, then whose image did God create the animals?
I think he made them up.
Well, he had to have something that he goes.
No, he didn't. He just made them up.
No, he made it up. Wow. What could he possibly use as a template?
Then he made himself up when he created man.
He may have made himself up in the beginning.
Well, someone said God created man, and man returned the favor.
How about it? Yeah.
I don't think so, because if you're an artist, you got to have some kind of an idea as to what it's supposed to look like and what it's supposed to represent.
Well,
what's supposed to represent God?
The animals God created out of nothing.
Whatever an artist creates, it has to represent something.
Not necessarily. Have you ever heard of Impressionism?
Well, it still represents something. It's just.
But you can't determine it by looking at it.
You can't.
Oh, you can determine Impressionist painting. Wow.
Well, some of them, sure.
Okay, Paul, you've asked another unanswerable question. Now go back to the drawing board and come up with another one for tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
See you, buddy.
And we haven't gotten to EB's letter. He says, well, 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 Robert Mueller has sent a letter to Bill Barr expressing concern for the way Barr's summary mischaracterized the findings of the Mueller report. It looks like Donald Trump has not been completely and totally exonerated, as has often been claimed by Trumpkins and maggots everywhere. That's a takeoff on MAGA hats, maggots. Clever, right?
Not really.
Trump always said the Mueller report was rigged. He was kind of right. It was the Republican response to the report that was rigged. Why so much effort to conceal or downplay Trump's misdeeds? Hey, there's an election next year, and the patriotic Republicans will undoubtedly want Russia's help again. After all, there are still Mexican children to be separated from their parents and white supremacists to be defended. The GOP needs dear leader now more than ever. Will any Republican stand up for what's right here? Of course not. That would require integrity and decency, two words no longer found in the GOP dictionary. And of course, the Democrats are just paragons of virtue and love and independence and all that's good and right with the world. EB, get a life.
Oh, no, don't say that. That's, take that back.
He tells me that I am a Republican and that decency and integrity are no longer in my lexicon. Is he going to take that back?
Well, no, you might have them in your lexicon. They're just no longer in your dictionary.
In my dictionary. Okay. Well, all right.
Yeah. The Republican dictionary is the only one where they take out words.
Look, both
fairness,
both
decency,
sides of this,
equal rights.
Both sides of this deal are terribly wrong, and they need to stop this stuff. I'm sure it's going to kill CNN, but they had to put out a poll today that shows...
Wait, what has to stop?
What has to stop?
Yeah, you said something's
got to
stop.
Yes, the two of these sides beating each other over the head, whether or not the Mueller report's accurate. As I read the story this morning in the letter, there was a letter from Mueller to Barr, and there was a phone conversation between Barr and Mueller. And as a result of that conversation, Barr came out the next day after he released his summary and added a clarification. What Mueller was upset about was the way the media interpreted the facts, as I understand it. That he was complaining he didn't, and he admitted that Mueller's summary was in no way misleading or inaccurate.
Right, that much is known. Yep,
right,
that's
so
true.
I mean, I think EB here has just gone off the deep end with this.
All right, and he sends you another note.
Trump certainly doesn't hire the best people. Should he be fired? You know, that's a good question, because I don't think he's made very good choices in some of his people. But I don't think he's discriminated as the basis. I said if you discriminate and you hire knowing that you could have had a better person and you discriminate just because of race, sex, religion, then you should be fired. You're allowed to make a mistake, EB.
Huh.
I mean, how many presidents over the years have changed their cabinet?
Well, President Trump should be fired.
Well, I mean, that's what the Democrats are trying to do, isn't it, with these hearings? Barr goes before the Senate today, and the House maybe tomorrow, depending on whether or not they will agree to allow the congressmen to do the questioning instead of their attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Senate has agreed to have the senators question them. I think they each get 7 minutes on the first round, and then there's a second round later where they will get a somewhat smaller amount of time to question him.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. We're talking about our good president at the moment. Earlier, we talked about climate. And Joe's a contrarian is the Wikipedia term for folks who argue that climate is just cyclical and we don't have anything to worry about. Of course, everyone else is what we call everyone else. But Joe does have about a half a dozen advocates, including one who sent us a note.
He says, sorry, Than, get the real facts. PBL in the Netherlands.
People in the Netherlands.
Mm-hmm. PBL is short for people?
I'm assuming so.
No,
I don't know what PBL would be.
I don't know. But PBL in the Netherlands invited 6,650 scientists to take part in a climate change survey. Out of the 1,868 who took part, 43% believe it is human interaction that is causing the warming of the Earth. 57% stated that human interaction has no bearing on the warming of the Earth, but think it is naturally occurring trends that will continue to increase and decrease temperatures throughout time. This is not a political hedge trying to get votes or scare people into higher taxes, but real scientists. So, Dan likes facts. There's facts. Okay. There's science.
Project-based learning is what
Project-based learning in the Netherlands invited 6,650 scientists. And 1,868 of them took place, and the majority of them felt human interaction has no bearing on the warming. So how does that change your opinion?
No change.
Okay.
The vast majority of scientists
ignore the facts.
Agree.
No, they don't. This just says the vast majority don't agree.
1-800-795. I'm ignoring these facts. 1-800-795-9565. Mike, thanks for calling in.
Hey, you're welcome. In this climate debate, the one thing that really offends me the most, well, actually, there's two things. One is the statement that the science is settled. To me, that is totally absurd, and we can get into that. And then the second thing is I take a position that, you know, people would call me a denier, and I take offense to that, and I'll tell you why. You know, I've heard you talk about, you know, the cyclical nature of climate, and you know, there's many that believe that we should be heading into an ice age at this particular point in time, and due to the circumstances here on Earth, we're not heading into an ice age, and that is a good thing. Now, the idea that man does not affect climate, that's ludicrous. You know, that's not the point that people, you know, intelligent people are arguing. I mean, the fact of the matter is, post 9/11, when the jets were grounded, there were no contrails, basically no contrails in the sky, and there's definitive evidence that not having the contrails in the sky post 9/11 actually altered the temperature here on Earth. So it's ludicrous to say that we're not affecting. So what my position is this: when you're out there looking for dirt, don't be surprised when all you find is dirt. And what I mean by that is when you're set on finding that man is the driver of climate change, and that's all you're looking for, then don't be surprised when that's all you find. And we can go back to all these different panels and see what their past projections were and how they compare to what's happening now. And essentially, they've all been wrong. So to say that climate science is settled is wrong, number one. And two, to have total trust in whatever is coming out in these projections that they're making now is also wrong. So one, we should take steps to minimize CO2, which we're coming to find out that that is not really the driver that it's made to be. But we can still minimize it. Why put something that's harmful in a way? I mean, let's face it, it's not really harmful because plants need CO2. So I think we need to have a level-headed discussion of this and not this political battle and name-calling if we want to really get anywhere, because if we do make decisions based on political battles and name-calling, I think we can rest assured that they're probably not going to be the best decisions.
Good point. Very good point. And you floored Mark. He's just sitting there staring blankly into space.
I'm pondering the previous email plus the good call. I think it's very important that we have this conversation. I don't really think it's a climate debate except among lay people. But if all these scientists in the Netherlands who were surveyed, or, they're probably global scientists, but the Netherlands was the base, or Mr. Joe Bastardi or Mr. Joe Lundberg and or Mr. Anderson from AccuWeather, who's their climate guy, who's, you know, on the side of science over there, want to have this big discussion or whatever, that's fine. But we have to take action now. We know that carbon is increasing the warmth. We know that warmth is already having an impact around here. You know, some species are having struggles around here because it's already warmer. Some areas are getting more rain than others areas in the U.S. because of the way the climate is changing. So we know all of that is also already happening. And we know that it's not incidental weather, that it's, you know, it's all a factor associated with the way the Earth's climate is changing. But don't listen to me.
Species being eliminated is a fact of life throughout history on Earth. Now, let's just take a look at Sunbury, okay? Sunbury is protected by a beautiful flood wall, okay? We can all agree on that. Sunbury used to be essentially a flood plain, okay? The Susquehanna River would overflow its banks during times of high water, and it would saturate all that ground. It no longer happens that way. And the point I'm trying to make here is when the flood plains are moistened up and they're wet, the sun's energy has to come in and evaporate that water. And if you know anything about science, you'll understand that the sun has to add the latent heat of vaporization, which is about 540 calories per gram, into that water to evaporate it. That takes up a lot of energy that the sun would normally heat the ground with, but because there's water there, it has to absorb that energy and turn it into a phase change. And now, with everything that man's doing with all the asphalt, all the buildings, the deforestation, diking the rivers to prevent the floodplains from doing what they normally do, man is changing this climate in a substantial way. And to point the finger at CO2 and say that is the culprit, I believe that there's a possibility that we could be running down the wrong road.
So now, skip the carbon argument,
AOC
then.
I'm not a big AOC fan, but she makes a lot of sense in some of these things she says, but she goes too far with the outrageous part. So I believe that there's things that we need to do and we need to understand, and I'm just afraid that we're going to cause more harm by taking drastic action rather than measured response to the situation that we have.
Excellent points.
All right. Thank
Excellent,
you so much, Mike.
Thank you so much
really
for calling.
Really appreciate the call. 1-800-795-9565. Is it carbon or not? The good question just
so
posed.
So we don't have to kill the cows. I'm very happy to hear that.
Nobody's killing any cows, Joe.
AOC is.
Except for dinner. This is not brought to you by Fisher's Meat, St. John Street, Lewisburg, but they would probably appreciate that. Yeah, please, eat more beef. Sound advice. Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, 1-800-795-9565. We're talking climate denying, which is Joe's specialty. I like the contrarian term that they use in the Wikipedia. That's a good term for it. But we'll take more comers. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. What is that? Oh, that's the one
we just read.
Well, delete it. Don't just close it.
Well, we have a call coming in, so maybe there'll be somebody else to add fuel to this fire. But, you know, you look at the...
And this fire is getting hotter, baby.
We also start talking about the Mueller investigation again in the CNN poll, but I think it's interesting that CNN released today the results of their latest poll that show that President Trump's approval rating stands at its highest level since April 2017. As the share who say Democrats in Congress are doing too much to investigate, the president rises 6 points. So people are finally coming around to thinking the Democrats are making too much of a fuss about this, and the president's approval rating is staying very steady, and actually at its highest point. And it is, Trump's approval rating remains largely negative in the new poll, 52% disapprove, 43% approve. But that approval figure is the highest by 1 point since the CNN poll completed around the 100-day mark of his time in office. At the same time, the share who say they strongly approve of the way the president is handling his job is at its highest level ever in CNN polling.
Good. Well, I think a lot of people are doing like you're doing. They're just using sort of the symptom. Skip everything he says in tweets, you know, sort of write all that off and everything he's ever done that sort of doesn't lead to a direct action.
You keep bringing up the same old stuff from the prime, from when he was running, you know, the same old charges.
No, no, I'm just talking about the tweets today and, you know, some of his remarks and sort of the negative adjectives he used for people. And like you like to use that Pocahontas thing, which I think is a racial slur. But in any event, the fact is, if you just ignore all of that, I think the suspension of disbelief is becoming greater for people. And so that's probably, you know, the economy's doing okay. Some people like decisive action on immigration, even though they may like family separation or that kind of thing. They like assertiveness on these issues.
So calling Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas is a racial slur, but her assuming the characteristics, saying she's a Native American, that's not a racial slur?
Well, I think that's something she'll have to answer to. I'm talking about the president. You know, if she were to be elected, I think we could further that conversation. But in the meantime, I think the president using that is a slur, and I think you using it as a slur. But that's just my opinion. Let's talk about, but again, the suspension of disbelief. So let's move beyond that. Just sort of look at the way things are. You know, I don't like the president's policies on tariffs and immigration, but people like assertive people. They want somebody to take action. I don't think I don't think most people really care that much or know that much about the wall, but people like that he's going around Congress to get it done, you know, using previously budgeted money and reallocating
it. So he will.
Right. So, you know, they dislike the impasse. What's Congress? Congress's approval rating, you know, zero or
dismal.
Right. So I think people appreciate the fact that even though they may or may not agree with him or may not understand, he's assertive. He is, what's that? A man
decisive.
Of action.
He's
a man of action.
He's decisive.
So, even though his home life or his personal remarks are a train wreck, they just like sort of the results.
I mean, if you could take Donald Trump's abilities with respect to how he's managing the economy and how he's handling international affairs, things like that, and splice it onto somebody who's actually a decent human being.
Holy smokes.
Personally, you know, with some integrity and some honesty, I think you'd have a heck of a president.
Wow. It'll intertwine a little faith in there. You'll have the perfect woman.
Yep.
1-800-795-9565. Joe, thank you for calling in. We were talking about climate earlier. You have the floor.
Right, I'm back on climate change. I was listening on the other. But there's an article on November 23rd from PHYS.org, Climate Correction When Scientists Get It Wrong. Short article, but it's interesting that they actually did get their projections wrong. And a naysayer, which they know this guy was, I'm not going to read the names or anything. Anybody can read the article. It's very short. But he actually corrected them, and they thanked him. You know, they're like, well, this is what science is about. Sometimes we make mistakes, and this guy pointed it out. But the problem, not problem, but I did notice that Thayen, about halfway through, and I tried to jot this down, climate change is not for supposition. I think he's, yeah. So you're not going to change, just like your previous caller, Mike, said, when you're digging for dirt, you're going to, you know, don't be surprised if you find dirt. And Thayen's just, without an open mind, listening to, you know, what these people say. And most of them are, they're funded, right? These climate change scientists are funded, so they see they get the results that the funding wants them to. It's like a circle, so they keep their job and this and that. So yeah. That's part of my idea about that. So that, I guess one thing I would like to ask too is, how do they come up with this, you know, 10 years out, what the weather's going to be like, what the temperature is? I think
they can't even get next week's forecast right.
Right. So they use weather models, right? They use systems, you know, they know our jet streams and this and that, but yeah, and they can be wrong. And how do you know, like Joe said, like how do you know what it's going to be like in 10 years? They can't take into what the sun is going to do, you know, with, you know, bursts and things like that. That's going to change the weather here on Earth. They have no idea what the sun is going to do. I mean, to project accurately. But I just think that's the difference between Than and Mike, you know, that he's closed-minded already, and he talks like that about, you know, like people that are suspicious of some of the results are closed-minded. I don't really appreciate that.
Got it. All right. Thank you so much,
Well, you know
Joe.
The old adage, when you're a nail, a hammer, everything's a nail.
All right, Cindy, you're on the mark. We're talking climate. Last caller before a quickie break.
You know, over and over again, this discussion occurs on the show. And over again, it ends up just being rock throwing, in my perspective, which is really not productive at all. I don't see the value in repeatedly behaving this way. On the other hand, those people who passionately believe, and I do believe there are many of them, that the human behavior is changing the climate and that humans, if they change their behavior, can also change the climate, have opened to them, they have many ways that they could change their behavior and either stop contributing to the problem or actually proactively help it. And it seems to me that our energies would be much better spent doing the right things than just throwing stones at people that don't agree with us. So I asked my neighbors to rethink this discussion of, you know, just getting on the air and calling each other names, to turning your attention. If you believe that you can change the climate, good for you. Just turn your energies, your efforts, your resources to doing it. There are obviously a great many people who agree with you, and if everyone who shares that opinion does this, I'm sure they'll be successful. Because just getting on the radio or writing articles to the paper or getting on television and calling each other names has not produced any change at all.
But so if we ask Brett Anderson from AccuWeather to call in, of course, he's a highly informed climate scientist, and then we ask Joe Lundberg to call back, we're going to end up in the same place.
I'm not saying
just
that.
Just take action.
I don't think there's, if you believe this, there's nothing left to discuss. You have agreed to it, you've examined the science, and you believe. So your next step is not to continue calling names of other people or criticizing other people or deriding, worst of all, other people. It's really to start doing things that change it, like using recycled plastics or minimizing your plastic impact. Don't take plastic bags at stores. Use products that are recycled. I always buy paper for my printers at home that are recycled paper in the paper product I buy. They're just, I cluster my errands so that I hardly drive my car during the week. There are just hundreds of things. We planted a tree over the weekend here on our property that we can do as people to change this, which is much more useful than just calling each other names for the last 2 years.
Yeah, but Cindy, what was the carbon footprint of the growing the sapling into a sizable tree so you could plant it?
We'd have to ask the squirrel. My squirrels are busy planting trees all over my property
all the time. Okay.
And I have mixed feelings about that since they insist sometimes on planting them in my flower beds, which is not where I want them to be.
That's not ideal.
But on a positive note, two red-breasted grosbeaks just landed at my bird feeder. I haven't seen them in years. Here they are again. Obviously a mating pair, I'm guessing. That's a great day.
Well, now that our climate is warmer, they're more at home in our region. So there we go.
No, they've always been.
Oh, okay.
Mark.
Sorry.
Look, consult the map, Mark. Consult the map.
Are there any plants?
And there you are, casting stones. Here I am, using recycled bags.
The good news
is at the grocery store, I see many people now, I would almost venture to say the majority, who bring in bags to take their groceries home rather than using plastic.
I agree.
Bags.
And when you go in there and you go through the checkout line and she looks at you and she says, "Where are your bags?" I'm like, "Oh, I'm going to use the plastic." It's like the old, commercial for a stockbroker where you say, "Well, my broker is so-and-so," and he says,
"Everybody stops."
Right.
I like the plastic bags because they have an additional use at our house. We babysit our 8-month-old grandson, and at the end of the day, the diapers that he has befouled are wrapped in them and deposited in trash.
That is not an
effective
use.
You know, when I was a young girl, we used to wrap the offal from the kitchen, fish scraps and all that stuff, in newspaper, and wrap that up and put it in before plastic became so endemic. But plastic is made from oil, ladies and gentlemen. So every time you make a choice to use plastic, you're contributing to the oil problems.
All right. Noted. Thank you so much, Cindy.
Thanks. 1-800-7- I'm sure, Mark, that raptor It's eco-friendly, right?
Yeah, it gets 30 some on the highway, but less than 20 is the, or no, 22 is the average. So we could do better. We could do better.
So you're probably leaving it parked in your driveway once you get it and walking over to KOK. You're giving your passion about global warming and climate change.
I can't do that because of the uphill.
Sure you can. Mark, it would be good for you. It's just that one bear of a hill.
At 4:30 a.m.?
He won't do that. He won't do that.
You could do this. You know what? At the end of the summer, you could charge that hill, and you would feel so good about yourself when you got to the top.
No, he'd be dead.
I'd be a ball of sweat. I wouldn't be dead, but I'd be a ball of sweat. All right.
Well, I'll tell you, they'll take my plastic straw out of my cold, dead hand.
I have started to look at the idea of an e-bike. It's an electronically assisted bike. Now, you do most of the pedaling. Unfortunately, there's still a couple of $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. But
what do you do? Wear a solar panel on your
head? No, it has a battery on it, so it assists you when you want it. But, of course, you're carrying a 6-volt battery around, so that weighs another, you know, not 20 pounds, but something like that. So that could get me up the hill in the morning, and then I could ride the bike home without assistance.
Well, let's get back to windmills, the noise from windmills causing cancer.
Oh, brother. All right, 1-800-795-95.
We haven't explored that carefully.
Have not. We're going to have a whole other topic when we come back.
Get outside and clean up the yard.
Yes, dear.
Springtime means cleanup time, even at Sunbury Motors Ford. Sunbury Motors Spring Inventory Cleanup has begun. Once a year, SMC takes their entire new Ford inventory and prices them at levels not seen before. SMC is where you want to be to choose from 44 2019 Ford Escapes. This just in, Ford Motor Company and Sunbury Motors have increased the discounts on 2019 Ford Escapes. They're slashed to the lowest price ever offered to the general public, now at an amazing $18,985. SMC is where you want to be for 2019 Ford F-150s, starting at just $25,899. And SMC has 66 in stock. SMC is where you want to be if you want a brand new 2018 Ford Focus for $14,905. Hurry into Sunbury Motors Ford in the Northwest Street Auto Plaza.
+1 800 795 9565. I lied about Barr and Mueller. That's where we're headed back, and it isn't a new topic.
Well, the congressional Democrats have called for Attorney General William Barr to testify this week, and he is testifying today.
I think it's
In front of the Senate Judiciary Committee, 9:30. Yeah, you may well be right.
I think I got an update from the Washington Post.
And they've issued subpoenas to try and gain full access to the unredacted report of the Mueller investigation. And for former counsel, White House counsel Don McGahn to testify, the Treasury Department recently missed a deadline set by House Democrats for turning over the president's tax returns, and the Trump administration is fighting subpoenas issued for financial records from accounting firms and banks connected to Trump. Even with growing concern about overreach, majorities want Congress to investigate whether Trump committed obstruction of justice in the course of the Mueller investigation, 58%, and to pursue legal action to obtain the full unredacted version of the Mueller report, 61%. The public is divided on Barr's handling of the release of the Mueller report, 44% approve, 43% disapprove, with a wide partisan gap.
Well, yeah, but how can you tell? I mean, we haven't read the unredacted report, so you can't.
Well, no, they're saying that should be released.
The whole thing unredacted?
Right, unredacted. Mm. And the public's divided on Barr's handling of it. 44% think he did the right thing, 43% think he did the wrong thing. So what he did was summarize it and then study the report and take out the things that had to be taken out. I mean, you can't just, we didn't release the entire that I'm aware of. I mean, there were people, even Jerry Nadler said we shouldn't release everything that the Star came up with respect to President Clinton.
Okay.
But now he wants everything released on President Trump.
Keep going. So what else, where else is the public on this?
About two-thirds still say that Trump ought to release his tax return, 66%. This is the CNN's poll, right. Two-thirds say Trump ought to release his tax returns. Now, what they don't say here is who they interviewed. These could have all been liberal Democrats. I don't know.
Yeah, that seems high to me.
Including 52% who consider it important for the president to do. And most, 54%, say the president is not doing enough to cooperate with Democratic investigations. The poll finds no change in the share of Americans who say they believe the president ought to be impeached, compared with a March survey conducted before the completion of Mueller's investigation into Russian interference. Overall, 37% say Trump should be impeached and removed from office. 59% say they do not feel that way. And while most who do back impeachment feel that way strongly, 34% of adults strongly support impeachment. Just 3% back it, but not strongly. The share who strongly oppose it is larger. 45% say they feel strongly the president should not be impeached. And Trump's job approval rating has not risen significantly compared with last month's poll, but his standing now is a big improvement over where he stood in January amid a government shutdown. So, I mean, this is kind of good news for the president, kind of bad news for the president. I mean, they think he should release his tax returns.
Yeah, that's surprising. Do you think he should release his tax returns? Publicly.
I don't know that that's ever – it's not required by the Constitution. You know, of course, there was no income tax when the Founding Fathers wrote the Constitution. So maybe if there had been, they might have written to put it in that you must release your tax returns. But what does that tell us? I mean, let's face it. In today's world, there are all sorts of investigations, op-ed research is done on candidates. If there was something there, illegal or immoral or fattening, somebody would find it. I mean, it just would become a matter of public record one way or another. And I don't think that him releasing his tax returns, I'm not interested in seeing them. I'm not interested in seeing your tax return.
Are you interested in seeing the redacted portions of the Mueller report?
Only if I thought they were hiding something, that if the redactions weren't done for the reasons stated. You know, I think he had, what, four color-coded types of redactions. One was grand jury material. One was things that weigh on people who weren't found guilty of doing anything in there. Some compromised national security issues. And I forget what the fourth one was. But none of them were executive privilege. The president did not claim executive privilege on anything in that report, in that investigation.
1-800-795-9565. I got to stay on schedule, so I'm going to take a quick break. But we got a caller standing by. We will be right back.
Hometown, such a warm and friendly word. A place of comfort, confidence, and friendship. And as the song goes, everybody knows your name. In today's culture of fast food service and big box mentality, it's nice to know that we can still rely on the warm and friendly comfort of Hometown Pharmacy. There's one near you. Friendly, knowledgeable staff that not only know you by name, but know your meds and know what's best for you, right down to the over-the-counter meds for those quick day-in, day-out situations that may arise. Your Hometown Pharmacy. That hometown feel that we all want. Hometown pharmacies, like the Lewisburg Pharmacy, North 2nd Street, Lewisburg. Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Route 35, Mount Pleasant Mills. In Mifflinburg, it's Trutz Pharmacy on Chestnut Street. Bloomsburg, it's the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop on Market Street. And the Norrie Pharmacy, Duke Street, Northumberland. Your hometown is calling you. Your independent hometown pharmacy.
Welcome back. Mark's over there whistling.
Oh, I love this song. This is a great song. 1-800-795-9565. Ultra speedy dialers only, including Dan. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Hey, good morning. Well, this is the furtherance of the witch hunt. Now they couldn't find anything against Trump in the Mueller report. So now, if they can force him to release his tax returns, they think, well, we'll get him here.
Why do you think the public, what, two-thirds of the public want him to release his tax returns? Why is that?
I'd like to meet them two-thirds. I haven't met hardly anybody that really gives a hoot. I wouldn't know what I was looking at, and neither would most anybody else. This is a furtherance of the witch hunt in order to say impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. This is the first successful president we had for a long time, doing everything, mostly everything, I can't say everything right, that they want to get out of office. We get a mediocre or less than mediocre president, and they think he's the greatest thing that ever came about since sliced bread. So it's unbelievable to me that this will keep up, and meanwhile, President Trump will win the election because all the opposition is doing is shooting themselves in their own feet and making Trump look good, and he's growing in popularity. And, of course, he never lost his base. They're all with him. Plus, people are getting to see through this total witch hunt to get Trump out of office. And Trump uses, you talk about tweeting. Trump's tweets, he sends a tweet out, and all day long, the fake news media keeps talking about it. All the time, Trump's getting free publicity, and they don't realize it. Trump uses the media. He won the election using the media. He didn't have to spend the kind of money the opposition did. They spent probably, I don't know, a lot more, double or more than double the money, and lost the election. Trump's genius is that he tweets, the media spend all day talking about it, and meanwhile Trump's getting free publicity. Now, people like me, we don't care what the pundits say, how negative. It's free publicity. He's in the public. Even bad publicity can be good.
Any publicity is good publicity if you're in Hollywood or the White House, either way.
As long as you spell my name right.
And you know, what do you think? I think Trump's a genius using the media. And they don't know it. You don't know it. How often on your talk show, how many days did we talk about Trump? You think about it.
692. And that's only so far in the past 2 years.
You think about that. No other president did we talk about almost every day.
No, we talked about Obamacare just about daily, but not about the president specifically.
The thing is, if he released his tax returns, that wouldn't be the end of it. They would find, as I suspect, because he is a multimillionaire businessman who hires a battery of lawyers and accountants to do his tax returns, and he's probably been told that we can save you money by doing this, we can save you money by doing that, and he will have undoubtedly taken part in some deductions or some write-offs that people will consider to be a purview of the filthy rich, and they would beat him over the head with it. I don't see any positive outcome at all.
All right. Thank you so much,
now,
Dan.
Every business uses every deduction, every loophole they can go through. They have to in order to keep their business going and keep people employed.
Well, even personally, I've never said to my tax person, hey, I want to pay more taxes, so don't use any of the legitimate deductions I have coming.
Right. Thank you so much,
Dan.
Now
they're going to go after Trump's kids. Okay. Now they want to get their tax return.
We got to move, Dan. We got another call. We got to give him a minute. Okay, right. Tony, you're on the mark this morning.
You're going to get the last word.
I think I agree with most of what he said. I think. I'm not sure. What people don't understand, and this goes for the keyboard resistance of the left, Trump is under audit. You cannot release tax returns if you wanted to. What don't they get about that? I mean, it's not rocket science.
Is that a law?
No, you can if you want to.
No, you can't. Not when you're under audit.
Oh, jeez. He could go out to the corner of Main Street tomorrow and hand out his tax returns to anybody he wanted to anytime. If you're under audit.
No, not when they're under audit. You'd like to look things up. Look it up.
I'd like to see that law. I don't think it exists.
Go look for it. You'll find it.
I'm sure you won't.
Well, it's in numerous times.
Okay.
And CNN, I believe everything they say.
Hello? Tony, we lost you. Sorry.
I think he's done.
Call back first thing tomorrow.
He's done with us. You're listening to On the Mark. We'll have another exciting topic tomorrow. We'll have a fresh new perspective looking forward to compromise and pushing America to its greatest level ever. This is WKOK Sunbury. Not.
What program are you listening to?